Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Chelsea Osborne, final year history student at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, October 18, 1950, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported on a bill passed by the Legislative Council which aimed to control the movement of people, animals and vehicles at the Sewell Airport. The bill granted the Governor in Executive Committee the power to make regulations for the management, control and supervision at the airport. The Honorable Acting Colonial Secretary stressed the importance of having control at Sewell, as there were many accounts of animals wandering across the runway and other areas of the aerodrome. The government had earlier acquired this 359-acre sugar plantation for the construction of an airport. Now called the Grantley Adams International Airport, it had been named Sewell after its owner, Richard Sewell, who bought the plantation from Samuel Newton sometime before 1680. With Barbados endeavoring to develop its infrastructure, the authorities thought it prudent to enact regulations that would promote safety. The bill would therefore give any police constable the authority to arrest any person who infringed on any of the regulations set under the bill without having to go through the usual legal procedures. While the Honorable G. B. Evelyn understood the importance of the bill and its regulations, he noted the regulations should apply to people and vehicles only. He further illustrated that the utilization of a fence would be more useful for controlling the issue of animals better than any regulation would, as he had suggested that the airstrip be enclosed years earlier. The Honorable Acting Colonial Secretary rebutted by saying that he should have explained that it was the intention that the airstrip be fenced. He also made it clear that he knew no regulation would have any effect on any animals. The Honorable V.C. Gill raised the point that a specific date had to be set for the implementation of the regulations. Despite the Governor in Executive Committee fully intending to apply the regulations immediately, there were numerous reasons as to why a specific date could not be stated. The Honorable G.D.L. Pyle suggested that the debate surrounding the bill be postponed until a later date for the regulations could be set. However, the Honorable Acting Colonial Secretary indicated that the manager of Sewell Airport had been rushing them to handle the matter, therefore passing the bill was a matter of urgency. In light of the remarks made by the Honorable Acting Colonial Secretary, the Honorable G.D.L. Pyle withdrew his motion to postpone, allowing the bill to be passed.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.